It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Shit, it's all just dumb gay politics. America's gotten kinda whack, but we're not gonna let it go down like that, cause we got a dumb gay podcast, a dumb gay political podcast. We probably don't have all the facts, but we got opinions and we'll probably backtrack. That's why it's a dumb gay podcast, a dumb gay political podcast. Ooh, it's all shit, it's all shit. Ooh, it's all shit, it's all shit. Are we gonna die? I don't know. You're extreme. I am extreme. It's all shit. This shit is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. This shit is Trumpanas. T-R-U-M-P-A-N-A-N-A-S. What? I don't know. I don't even know.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to a very special episode of Dumb Gay Politics. I'm Julie.
And I'm Brandy.
And this is our Trump family holiday craptacular.
Mazel tov. I love that we already have a special where it's like our third episode or something. Yes, normally, as you know, we cover the week's biggest and shittiest political happenings. But being that it's Christmas and Hanukkah and they're overlapping for the first time in 50 years, we decided to do a holiday craptacular.
It's amazing. For those of you get to celebrate both. It's very exciting.
That's right.
I can't wait. And what could make Hanimus and Chrismica more crappy than hearing all about Donald Trump's ex-wives and his rich, privileged children?
Privileged. I can think of nothing I'd love more, kind sir.
Thank you, miss. Good. Because that's what we are gonna do. There's so much more to Trump and the family than you guys ever imagined. And after suffering through this podcast, there's nothing you will not know. All of your burning questions will be answered.
Okay, so for the listeners, Julie did all the research here, and since I'm the resident dumbass, the way this is going to go down is Julie's going to break down every member of Donald Trump's immediate family, starting with the president-elect Trump himself, and going through each of his ex-wives, his current wife, and each one of his kids. So let's get the party started.
After doing my research,
which apparently was fixing my glasses,
okay. I realized that the Trump family is a less tacky, more educated, less tan, East Coast version of the Kardashians, with a materialistic, power-hungry patriarch instead of a master-minded matriarch.
Wow. Now that is something I had never considered.
Yes. I mean, they really are like the Kardashians in a way. Like, they work together.
They live
near each other. They're super close. Trump is like Chris. He runs everything. They're all obsessed with him. I'm sure they're all annoyed by him, too. It's, you know, that's hard to say.
This is a favorite conversation we've had on the podcast because I get to talk about the Kardashians now.
Yes.
That's so weird. So they're all – do you think they all tackle each other and they're all overly physical with no boundaries like the Kardashians?
No, I think that – I don't get that sense, and it's hard. And I wish that we had more than just The Apprentice to see them together, but
because
we don't get to see their interactions, which I would love to see. But just from pictures and – no, they're very stoic, like – you know, they take pictures together. They don't really touch each other.
Yeah.
There's what picture?
Which we like. We love families that don't touch.
There's literally this picture of the family and with the wives and husbands, whatever. And Ivanka has her hand. I wish that we could you could see it. The way her hand is placed so awkwardly with one finger touching while other fingers aren't touching. It's
And who is it touching?
It's one of the wives. I think it's no, it's one of the wives. It's in a there's like a lot of people.
Well, I mean, they are like the Kardashians in that they all look alike and all their spouses look alike.
They do. It's true.
I mean,
instead of no.
I remember feeling completely during The Apprentice feeling completely creeped out by Eric's wife. I'm not sure about Don Jr.'s, but I know that I thought Eric's wife looked just like Melania. I was like, "Jesus. Love with your sister much?"
With like Ivanka.
I mean Ivanka, yeah. I always get those mixed up.
Both wives are like that. I couldn't tell either wife apart, quite honestly. They're both blonde. They're giving you like they're just giving you an air, an essence of their mom and their sister.
Yeah, that's great. Babe.
Ivanka's really the only one who kind of went opposite. Her husband doesn't look like the brothers.
Well, he's Jewish.
He's Jewish. He's dark. He's brown eyed. Like he's.
She went lightly swarthy.
She went lightly.
Light swarthy light.
She did do a swarth light.
I wonder if any of her kids have brown eyes. I would love to know that.
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't love see any brown pictures eyes. Of her kids.
I like a swarthy.
Yes, you like a darkened.
Yeah.
Semite.
I like a Semite. You're right. That's really. I think you could if that gets picked up that they're like. Like the East Coast Kardashians with class, a little less tacky. Mm-hmm. We're going to all, the three of us and Francesca and the two people listening are going to know it started here.
Yeah.
God
good.
Damn it.
Good. Yeah. Well, you should know that is just, it's just the truth. I mean, it is what it is. Like, you see, you're just, it's amazing. It's
well, I'm excited to get this started because I know I keep picturing what's the Trump family Christmas going to be like. That's sort of what inspired this special. And I'm wondering, you know, whose house they go to and are all the different kids with the different, you know, moms there. And
plus
and
there's like a whole Jewish thing infused because that means that Ivanka's kids are Jewish.
And there's also 1,000 grandkids.
There's 8 grandkids. like, you know, they have to do Christmas and Hanukkah and they're super Jewish. So they're definitely doing Hanukkah. And I'm wondering if since Ivanka, this is a question that we cannot answer, but since that they're Orthodox allegedly and she had to convert, I wonder if she's allowed to celebrate Christmas at all. Mm. You know what I mean?
That is a good question. We'll have to scour the internet and see.
I know. I'd love
pictures
to know
in front of a tree. Mm-hmm. Well, so you're gonna walk us through each of his baby's mothers, his current wife, and all his kids.
Right. That's right. That's right. Yes. Mm-hmm. But since we're going through his whole family, I thought it only right that we start with the man, the myth, the douchebag himself, Donald J. Trump.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a he.
So here's just a list I made. I made like a list. I'm going to read a bullet-pointed list I made of pros and cons describing Donald Trump. And I want you to know before I start that it's all cons.
Shocking. Mm-hmm. Shocking.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's my list.
It's Julie's list.
This is Julie's list. Okay. Grabs pussies, has a tremendous, huge, beautiful real estate and development and name leasing and other businesses. Would fuck his daughter. Thinks climate change is a hoax perpetrated by the Chinese to beat us in business. Won't be dictated who he can take phone calls from. Fuck you, China.
Hot.
He says he cares about American workers, which is why he didn't pay many of them when he filed for bankruptcy over 4 times. Mar-a-Lago is supposed to be amazing, though, so there is that. married 3 times, but according to him, can fuck anyone he wants at any time, and that's probably true, and shame on you women. Clearly, there's so much more work to be done. God, when will women stop letting men treat them like shit? For the love of God, please. Wants to drain the swamp and replace it with what looks like lagoon water and bacterial infections. When he becomes president, won't be involved with his businesses because he doesn't care about them anymore and he's going to let his children run them so he can get to the business of making America great again and still enjoy making all the money off his businesses he's not running. He's going to make America great again. He definitely won't have any conflict of interest, and yes, he has stock in Carrier's parent company. He doesn't believe Russia had anything to do with rigging the election, told us all the election was definitely rigged before he won. Is a proponent of free trade, not stupid trade, very important distinction. And finally, though he has said many of these things, it's important to remember he doesn't mean what he actually says. And it's all about the intention and the feeling. And most of what he says are euphemisms. And you should think of him like the Bible. The stories may not be true, but at the end of the day, if you're gay or a woman, you'll most likely be raped and possibly murdered.
Oh, wow. Amazing. Amazing. You must have a journalism degree. I just want to clarify that he said, if Ivanka wasn't his daughter, he'd fuck her.
Okay, that's an important distinction to make.
I mean, I'd fuck her 20 ways a Sunday. I think she's so beautiful.
Well, you're not her father.
That's true. Well, after that glowing and, dare I say, unbiased review of Donald Trump's character in history, I really can't wait to find out who the fuck would marry such a man. So, Meow Meow, tell us about the wives.
The Donald has been married three times. I think we should go in sequential order.
Okay, so who was his first victim?
Okay, that would be Ivana Marie Zelnikova, a.k.a. Ivana Trump.
I didn't realize Ivana was the first wife, so we'll start there.
Wife number one, Ivana Marie Trump. She was born February 20th, 1949, and she did go to college, Charles University in Prague. She married Donald Trump 1977 to 92.
That's how many? 15 years?
It's all
15 years.
Yeah. She moved to, so when she, before she married Donald, she had been married. She then got a divorce. She moved to Canada with a boyfriend to improve her English, where she then moved to New York to model furs and promote the Montreal Olympics. What you might not know about her, she's an avid skier, and there has been a story implanted where she was going to be in the 1971 Olympics, but then, and she like promotes this story, and then this guy from the Olympics who was on the 1971 committee constantly does interviews and is like, we don't know.
She looks so, like an 80s skier.
Yeah.
Looks like she'd be in a movie like Hot Dog.
She does look like that. She does look like that. She is no slouch, though. She ended up working in the Trump family business. She ran the hotels, and she was named the hotelier of the year 1980. She started her own business, of course. She has a line of champagne, wine, and perfume.
I'm going to need to get some of that champagne. Stat.
You may go to her website, ivanatrump.com, where you can get some of that champagne. And I urge you all to go to the website because it is spectacular.
Do you know how old she was when she married Donald Trump?
Well, she was born in 1949 and she married him in 77.
59, so. 69. Oh my God. I feel like she was almost 30. Could that be real?
That could be real.
Well, good on Donald Trump. I definitely thought he would marry like an embryo his first time around.
I like to think about what her perfume would smell like. What do you think she smells like?
I'm going to think it smells like white diamonds type of vibe. Very
like a powder.
80s. Uh-huh.
Like an Earl Grey tea. Mm-hmm.
Stronger than that. More like a Russian.
Like when you
tears.
Open a box of maxi pads yes. And like a poo, like a mm-hmm. that scent yeah. comes at you.
Yes. Yeah.
Her iconic line, of course, from her cameo role in the First Wives Club is, quote, "Ladies, you have to be strong, you have to be independent, and you have to get everything."
Fuck yeah.
Okay.
Now, they're still friends, because I know when, mm-hmm. during the election, right, like it came out that she had called the cops on him or something at one point.
She did. They had basically the way I read it, the story goes, she sent Donald to some sort of plastic surgeon who fucked up his forehead. And he got super, super pissed.
So I don't blame him.
He took it out on her. Apparently, they hadn't really fought before this or whatever. And they had a huge blowout fight where he pushed her and then he raped her. Now, she says, you know, she's sorry she used the word rape because it was really more of a, it was more of a forceful entry.
A rough sex situation.
You know, just an unwanted sex that I guess she had to say yes to because, as we know, that's what women apparently have to do. So she recanted the rape, and that story, she like sort of recants that story, but she did tell
it. Yeah, she recanted. I remember doing it. So, but the important thing is, do you think that's the reason his hairline is like that?
I do.
Yeah, he's covering up the fucked up forehead with
the
hair.
I think he's covering up the forehead.
Now that is some tea, girl.
So now I think that what I understand happened with the forehead is it was like a pull. So yeah. It made his forehead shorter or something.
All right.
Like that.
Okay. So let's, after Ivana came the second gold digger.
That's correct. That's right. The second and thirstiest of the wives is Marla Maples. She has a podcast too.
What?
Yes, she does. I mean, Marla Maples might actually be my favorite of all of the research.
Of course she is. Okay.
Because her podcast is called Awakening with Marla.
I need to hear.
Let's hear a clip of that. Yeah. Now.
Welcome to Awakening with Marla. This is a place where actress, television host, songwriter, and performer Marla Maples wants to share with you interviews with people who are expanding the way you think, awakening the passions you have inside, and helping humanity come one step closer to a place of peace and compassion. And now, here's Awakening with Marla.
Hello, and welcome everyone to the show today.
Just wanted to hear her voice.
God, she has lots of skills, and one of them is doing her own intro as someone else.
That's right. I like when she goes, and now, welcome the actress, philanthropist, singer, dancer, songwriter herself, Marla Maples.
Now, what is this bitch's deal?
So, okay, Marla Maples was born in 1963 in Georgia. As far as her education goes, all I could find is that she went to high school, but that she was the homecoming queen. There was a bunch of shit about her being homecoming queen and, you know, beautiful girl and all the shit, but there was nothing about her going to college. So I don't know. I don't know if she went to college or not.
She didn't.
She, of course, is infamous for having an affair and then marrying Donald Trump. And they were married for 6 years. She met him in 93. They were married to 99.
So she was born in 69?
In 63.
73, 83, 93. What year did they get married?
They got married in 93, and then they got divorced in 98.
He loves a round 30 lady. I'm going to put this in the positive column for the Don.
Well, because he's fucking the 20-year-olds on the side, obviously.
All right. Allegedly.
Okay. It's just to be said, they divorced in 98. He met Melania in 98. It sort of seems like he has one of those sort of like he marries one, then meets another one, and then has an affair, and then marries them.
So they were married, you said, 6 years?
Uh-huh, and they had a daughter. They have one child, Tiffany. We'll get to her in a little bit. Let's see. And really, the thing about her is that you may remember her, since she's an actress and a model, from her such memorable guest stars on Designing Women, WrestleMania, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, The Nanny. She was recently on Dancing with the Stars, and of course, she was a guest host of The View. I want to also let you know she released an album in 2013.
Oh, that was the part where she said she was a songwriter and performer?
Yes, she has many songs. Her album is entitled The Endless, and it's a musical journey of spiritual awakening and transformational energy. And my favorite song on the album is called A Part of You. Let's hear it.
Enya vibe?
I like Enya. Yes, she is, because she's a spiritual being.
That kind of music makes me feel unsettled.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Look, it sounds like sounds from her music.
Yes.
Like Marla took Trump's lemons and turned them into some spiritual lemonade that she's mixing with vodka and drinking heavily from.
She drinks it out of a Camelback backpack. That's the spiritual way. Yeah, she goes on a hike. And she sings her own songs to herself. She goes, it's a one world of God, this is spiritual.
You guys, if you see Marla on Runyon or at Mulholland hiking with a Camelback, we know that's filled with Trump lemons and vodka.
That's right.
Okay, now to the most important of the wives, the first lady elect. I don't know if it's called that. I made that up.
No, that's it, right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. I am Melania Trump. I born 1970.
So oh my God.
I am 48 years old. Oh no. 46. 46. Thank you, Baron. Thank you. I married Donald Trump in 2005, and we together now for 15 years. Yes, yes. 15, sorry. Yes, thank you, Baron. We have a beautiful son.
What year?
We got married in 2005.
Okay, that might be 11 years.
Oh, 11 years. Okay, yeah, okay, yeah. I don't know.
Baron, you obviously don't know the fucking math either.
Oh, he's 9. My beautiful son, Baron, he named after Baron von Trapp from Sound of Music. No.
Oh my God, because remember when I said he looked like the guy from, he looked like he was from Sound of Music when Trump won?
Yes.
I was like, God, they're kids.
You told me he did look like that. But and then I thought, oh, maybe he named after Baron von Trapp, but he's not. I don't know who he's named after. But I mean, where else does name like that come from? You know, Baron. He's a Baron. Maybe I call him Duke or Earl. I don't know, or King. I am strong woman, independent woman.
Oh, that's nice to know.
I start my own design jewelry, clothes, and I model. I model and pose nude many times.
Well, that's hot.
Thank you.
That's not easy.
No, I keep my body firm. Firm like Russian hooker.
That's
like,
not easy either.
No,
I try.
Gymnast, like a gymnast, even though I don't do gymnasiums. You know, I married Donald.
Well, how old were you when you married Donald Trump?
Well, let me tell you how old I was. I was born in 1970. So I meet Donald in 1998. So you tell me how old I was.
I think you were 28, his standard age.
He likes a young pussy to grab.
And I think he likes late 20s pussy.
Yes, to marry. Yes, yes.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yes. And Donald said...
Wait, so you were together for 7 years before he married you. That's
well, you know, people think that, oh, you just got with Donald like in 2 seconds. But he came to me. He wants my number. I don't give him my number.
Really?
And then I give him my number and he called my number and then we talk and I say, you know what? I don't even like you. And then he keep calling me, coming after me. And then I finally decide I keep going with him. Okay. But I make him work for it.
Did you get married because you were pregnant with Baron?
Probably. You know, I just want to say, I bring Baron to school every day as a mother. That's my favorite thing to do. And, you know, people want to talk shit about me. And I want to say, all I want to do is be a mother, live in a palace, and walk my son to school every day, you know? So why don't you lay off of me, okay? Why don't you lay off of me? I don't need your tweets anymore, Rosie. Okay? I want to be left alone. That's all. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Melania. Well, I really enjoyed getting to know Melania so intimately.
She's just trying to
live. I mean, you know what? She's a lot sweeter and more charming than I thought she'd be. Maybe everyone should give her a chance.
I mean, you just need to remember, Melania, all Melania wanted to do was to marry Donald, be a gold-digging lady, have a son, live in a palace, like she said, and that's it. She doesn't want to be the first lady. She doesn't want to give speeches. She wants to be left alone and eat diamonds for breakfast.
That's right.
That's all she wants.
We all do.
So, I'm going to give her a chance, but I'll tell you who I'm not going to give a chance, and it's those goddamn Trump sons.
I am 16, going on 17, innocent as a rose.
Back this is going to be fun. Dance. So tell us about the kids.
The Donald has 5 children. Now, I think I think we should go in order of we should go in the order of which they were born. So let's start with the oldest.
Okay, so who was the first spawn?
Okay, the first spawn is Donald John Trump II, a.k.a. Don Jr. He was born December 31st, 1977, and he's always been a registered Republican. He is the executive vice president at the Trump Organization. Mm-hmm. He is married to Vanessa Hayden, which they were married in 2005 to the present, and they have 5 kids. His wife is a model, was a model.
2005 to now, that's
right?
Wait, what is that? That's 10 years. They've fought...
Five
kids in 10 years?
Yes, they have 5 fucking kids.
11?
They have 5 kids. Now,
he likes to lay it down, that Don Jr.
He likes to lay it down, and apparently she likes to receive it. It's important to note they met at a fashion show that he was at with his dad, and the Donald actually introduced the two of them.
Did he grab her pussy first?
Probably. He probably dipped in and was like, hey, I dipped in, Don.
He said, Don, just go over there. It's just celebrity. Just grab her. Right. You know, they'll do anything. They'll do anything you want. And he's right.
That's right. It's shame on you, ladies. She grew up on the Upper East Side, so yes, she comes for money. And she was with the Wilhelmina Modeling Agency, and she dated Leonardo DiCaprio. So she has herpes.
That's right. And not like Ivanka. Mm-hmm. She was a rich, privileged girl who just did modeling and now is baby maker.
That's correct. Their kids' names are Kai Madison, Chloe Sophia, Donald John Jr. II, Tristan Milos.
The third,
Tristan Milos, and Spencer Frederick. Frederick, as Milos. We know, is Donald's deceased brother.
All right, so that's three boys and two girls?
That is
correct. Something along those lines?
That's right. I want to say about Don Jr., he kills leopards and elephants. Nope. Period.
Now we get to it.
Asshole, fuckface, insecure, small dick. Why don't you learn where your wife's clit is rather than go on hunting trips, you fucking foreskin bag?
He might know where the clit is since she's a baby-making machine. However, can you please, in a normal person's voice, explain to us how, in which manner, does he kill these animals?
He goes to Africa and he pays like $100,000 to $150,000 a pop to go and kill large game / possibly endangered animals. There's pictures of him with leopard, cougar, water buffalo. There's a picture of him and his brother standing next to an alligator being hung by a noose from a tree. He's standing next to an elephant that he killed, apparently, allegedly. But the picture does show him holding a knife and holding the tail of the elephant, of which he just cut off. So, yeah, this is who this
guy
is.
Now, didn't you say he goes hunting every single weekend, right?
He said in an interview he goes hunting every weekend or just something outdoors every weekend. And his favorite thing to do close by or close to home is to hunt white-tailed deer.
So he has what's that thing you get when you get ticks on you from deer?
Lyme disease.
Yeah, he has Lyme disease.
Hope so.
His wife has herpes and he has Lyme disease.
Good.
Allegedly. Okay, so I feel like that's like, I think that Donald and his kids on the East Coast have like a royalty issue. Like they think they're American royalty.
Right.
That's the royals go hunting. They go to Africa. And obviously Melania named her son Baron. So they do have a fucking royalty monkey on their back.
They do.
So I feel like this comes from that. And it's kind of just like, you're not living in England. You're not pheasant shooting with your big, you know, lab. What is those dogs they have? Are those dogs they have in England? Whatever. We're not in England.
Hound dogs.
In New York.
Corgis. And also,
corgis.
Stop fucking hunting. And this goes for everyone. And you two royals, I don't give a fuck who it is. People hunted in the past because they needed to eat. What are you eating, Don Trump Jr.? Are you eating the fucking elephant that you killed? You don't kill an elephant. And also, there's just some things you just don't kill. You just don't. You just don't do it. And I don't care. Nobody should be hunting unless they live in a fucking hut and their language goes.
Other than that. He's going to be sad because he has Lyme disease. And as we know from my love, the Lyme disease is scary, my
like,
love.
Like, fuck you, anyone who's hunting. Sorry, not sorry.
Okay, so, well, Don Jr. sounds like a real peach. But let's move on to Trump's second child.
Trump's second kid is Ivanka Marie Trump.
The sweetest of the peaches.
And the smartest.
That's right.
So,
I love that her name's Ivanka and his name's Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah, they went right. They each were named after their parents.
God.
Like, straight up. Ivana Marie Ivanka. And I don't know where the kuh comes from. Why didn't they just go straight up, balls out, Ivana?
Yeah,
you know
I
what
don't
I mean?
Know.
Like, why the kuh? Anyway, so fine. Okay, she was born October 30th, 1981.
Millennial.
Yes. She went to all private. They all went to private schools, by the way. And, like, you know what I mean?
They all know. Okay. We were born knowing that.
She went to a boarding school that she said, and she's quoted as saying, boarding school life is like prison. So she did not like boarding school. After graduating boarding school, she went to Georgetown University for 2 years, then transferred to the Wharton Business School at the University of Pennsylvania, which every single Trump kid went to, the University of Pennsylvania, because that's where Donald went. But she did graduate cum laude. So
I graduated summa cum laude, just saying, not from Wharton, obviously. That's higher than cum laude.
No, that's good. I barely graduated, and I got a 300 on my SATs.
And you majored in theater, and we know that's not real.
That's correct. I should never have gone to school, and I shouldn't have wasted all that money. She speaks English and French. I find that the most exciting little tidbit about her is that she's not affiliated with any political party. She's not a registered Republican or Democrat.
She speaks English and French. And now, isn't she the president of Trump's thing? Or what is she?
She also,
has the highest of all the kids, right?
She is the chair and president designate of the Trump organization. So she is, of all the Trump children, because Don Jr. is, like, below her, she's, like, the highest ranking of the kids.
Hot. So hot.
So that's cool.
That's so cool.
She married Jared Kushner, who's an Orthodox Jew. And he also is a real estate developer. So, I mean, he doesn't look like any of the kids, but he is a real estate developer, well, like
all,
the dad.
They all marry people from money. I mean, right. it's what you do.
But also the fact that the boys married women that look like the mom and her, and she married someone who doesn't look like him but does the same thing.
Yeah.
He is the son of a real estate developer, Charles Kushner, who was arrested and put in jail by Chris Christie for doing a million white-collar problematic things. This guy is super rich, you know, all the whole thing, money, money, money.
Tell us about their kids.
They have three kids, Arabella Rose, Joseph Frederick, and Theodore James.
And they never see them. Ha, ha, ha. Speaking of, she probably hated boarding school, but guess who's going to end up in boarding school? Those
her
three
kids.
Motherfuckers.
Right. She also has, she runs the business and also has her own businesses.
It's a clothing business.
She does have a jewelry business and a clothing line made in China, by the way. She converted to Judaism, which we talked about before. And again, Orthodox Jew, she converted. That takes a long time. It's a lot of studying. You have to like go to a million classes. You have to have a bat mitzvah. Becoming a Jew is so hard. Why anybody does it, I don't know, honestly. I don't. Because the Jews don't want you. They
and
don't.
Is it Don Jr.'s wife that's half Jewish or is that Eric?
That is Eric.
Okay.
Eric's
so
wife
that.
Is half Jewish.
They cut that. Okay. Okay, so she converted to Jewish. So that automatically puts her with you. I mean, she's like, she's kind of like your fake race. She's
that's
going
right.
into your race.
And it's important to know that anyone who converts to Judaism, they're always even more Jewish than a regular Jewish person because they're really trying
yeah,
hard.
And you guys never listened. And other than being
no.
like,
but you
all
right,
those things.
All that, yeah.
You don't know anything, or you do.
Well,
but
no.
You don't, yeah.
Well, we never had to prove anything.
Yeah.
Because you know we just are. But the
unless
ones
you were
who
born
convert.
From a Jewish father, in which case you're not accepted either, right?
That's up for debate.
We're getting off track here.
That's up for debate. So, the thing with her is that she seems like she's this obviously the smartest of the kids, but also possibly the most level-headed, as she recently did meet with Al Gore. And maybe, possibly, she will be our savior and next president.
She's, I think, the undisputed best of the entire Trump,
agreed.
Trump line in history.
Yes, I do yeah. believe she's the best Trump,
I think
period.
Donald Trump even knows that.
Yeah, I mean, he seems obsessed with her, too.
Well, and she's the president and not Don Jr.
Right.
So, put that in your rotted cunt pipe and smoke it.
Speaking of rotted cunts, Trump's third kid is Eric Frederick Trump.
That's the one that looks like an albino?
Yes, yes, okay. yes. I like to call him the living hollow bamboo person. he was born January 6th, 1984. He's the executive vice president of the Trump Organization.
Is that what Don Jr. is, too?
I believe that is what okay. Don Jr. is as well.
The co-EP.
Co-EPs. I think of different portions of the organization.
Of course, but still, same title.
Yes. In 2006, he founded the Eric Trump Foundation, which raises money for St. Jude's Children Research Hospital.
Well, I wonder why he did that.
He did that as a tax fucking write-off. He is the owner of Trump Winery. He also oversees his father, Donald Trump's 18 golf clubs. He is married to a lady named Lara Unaska. They married in 2014. She's a former personal trainer and a producer at Inside Edition.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's random.
There's two important things to note here about their nuptials. He proposed to her with a ring from the Ivanka collection.
That's good. That's good. Keeping it in the family.
Do you
I'm sure
think
he got
he,
a discount.
I mean, did he go down on one knee and open the box? I also imagine like the box being open. She sees the ring and it says the Ivanka collection in the
box.
Yeah,
he's like, even when I'm proposing, I'm still thinking of Ivanka. You look like Ivanka and you'll be wearing a ring by Ivanka.
Do you mind wearing the sweater that Ivanka wore last night
yeah,
too?
Yeah, and then when they have sex, he's like, do you mind if I call you Anka?
Ivanka's husband was their officiant at their ceremony.
Now, is that what Jewish people do? I mean, that seems like such a like faggot thing to do. No offense, gay people.
You mean like regular people don't
yeah.
have their family members be their officiant?
Do Jewish people do that?
Well, he's not Jewish, Eric.
No, but her husband is. He's Orthodox Jew.
Oh, right. Well, I guess. Well, yeah, but it's not his ceremony.
I'm
he
saying
doesn't care.
So that, but so
yeah,
they
you
said,
know, it's
they
just
said,
for
hey. Jared, will you become an ordained minister outside of your Jewish
thing? I think he was like, well, as long as it's not real, it's just non-secular, it's secular or whatever. Okay. He's not a minister. He's just got like some, you know, he can do some civil ceremony, right?
It's kind of weird. Maybe Eric and Jared are close.
Maybe they are. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So there's a...
Let's get to the part that you hate, because I know it's looming over me.
Kills elephants and leopards with his stupid fucking brother. This little bamboo stick. The brothers do it together. It's their fucking male bonding small dick ceremony that they like to do. They like to go kill things. I don't know how else to say it. I'm sorry. It's despicable. It is a despicable trait. It's unacceptable. And they need to fucking cut it out.
Yeah.
What can I tell you? You don't go and fucking kill shit. You're rich. You don't need to do that. You're not fucking starving. And if that you think killing something is fun, there is something wrong with you. You have something wrong with you, sir.
Yeah, well, enlist in the army then and go
be a police officer.
Fight battles. Don't be a police officer, for the love of God. That's the last thing we want.
You know what you should do? And this is just as an aside, people who like to hunt, anyone who likes to hunt should get together as a group. And they should literally put their names in, go to a fucking island, and fucking hunt each other. And I'm not kidding. I am literally not kidding. I think there should be groups of people who are allowed to do that. If you like to kill, go fucking kill someone else who also likes to kill.
Yeah, or go be a bounty hunter. How about that? Go hunt bounties. Okay, so be like, what's his name? Your guy that you
dog.
Like. Yeah, Dog the Bounty Hunter.
But they're not allowed to use guns. He has to use like tasers.
Well, so what? That makes it even cooler. Why don't you try using your bare fucking hands? I bet you can't kill a cheetah with your bare hands.
No, exactly. It's wimpy. It's cowardly. You're a coward. You're both fucking little cowards. Go on.
Oh, God.
I hate it.
I mean, more than the hunting, it really, I feel like what sucks is that he just missed the mark on being born an official albino.
Yes.
I mean, he's definitely the least attractive of all the Ivana-born kids.
The Trump kids as a whole, he's probably tied for most unattractive with poor old Tiff. Tiffany Ariana Trump is the Donald's fourth child and his only kid with Marla Maples. Now,
she must have had an awakening when Tiffany was born.
She sure did. Oh, there is so much. Tiffany Trump is born October 13th, 1993. She's a very young girl. She's like 23. She is an American internet personality! Exclamation point!
She's an influencer?
She doesn't
have any followers?
I mean, I think she does have some, and she's in the same group as like EJ Johnson and...
Oh, those rich kids of E-Network?
She is known as one of the rich kids of the Gram.
But she's not on that show, is she?
She's not on the show.
Oh, okay.
But she's on the Gram with them.
Oh, how great. Hashtag rich kids. We're rich. We're right. Fucking assholes.
Yeah.
EJ got gastric, okay?
And became more of an asshole. So she is a registered Republican. Now, she grew up in California, in Calabasas, where the Kardashians live.
It's all coming for full circle. And where every moron lives.
Apparently
there's no rocket scientist coming out of Calabasas, now, kids. I'm telling you right now.
I mean, I'm sorry to say, it's like all the other Trump kids went to, you know, are in working for the Trump organization or in business, economics, and all the shit. This girl did go to UPenn, though. She did go to UPenn, and she majored in sociology and urban studies, which are fake things. And she is also a singer and a model.
Of course she is. A model. The one you said is tied with Eric for most unattractive.
I mean, I'm just saying. And I think it, I mean, I hate to be mean, but I'm not, I don't hate to be mean.
Do you?
I don't. The bitch could never have gotten into UPenn if it wasn't for Donald Trump. She would have been going to the University of Phoenix, let's be honest. And I say that as someone who is a full moron my own self and went to Emerson College, and that shit was fucking pointless. Now, as a singer and a model and an actress, we know that that means she's unemployed. To her credit, however, according to the Gram, she is studying for the LSAT. We did see a picture. There's a picture of the books of the LSAT where she says, I got this.
Okay, so somebody got to her and said, while her dad was running, and said, look, take your fake degree and mm-hmm. go to law school so mm-hmm. you can be on Fox News.
That's correct. I think we know that in about 4 years, she's definitely going to be on Fox
Megan
News.
Meghan McCain part two.
Yeah, and then she's going to be on The Five. And
she has that face like those girls. Like she that does. Blonde, yes. Weird monster face. Yeah. Like the ladies on Fox.
The monster face. Exactly. I do want to say, though, that she has a beautiful song on iTunes, just like her mom. And I think we should hear
one single.
She has one single.
Please, let's hear that.
It's called Like a Bird. Let's take a listen, shall we? Let's take a listen to it.
Also shimmery, special things I'm gonna make. You know what you say, baby, baby, don't you go. Everybody's partying, obsessing over crazy things. I just want serenity while living it all.
It's funny that she recorded a song called "Like a Bird" because I feel like she kind of looks like a bird.
Maybe that's why she wrote it.
But flying with my arms like wings, and I am at the party, and my face is like a beak.
I mean, not for nothing, I only heard it, you know, for that those brief seconds, but I kind of like wasn't mad at it. I thought it sounded like an annoying Kylie Minogue that just maybe I just need a drink, but with one drink, I could be really feeling that on the dance floor, like just grooving
right,
to
it. Just like the beat is kind of moving me, and I'm in the party.
Yeah,
like we should. Yeah. Right, it's her voice. But yeah, we should get them. Maybe they'll play it when we host the White Party in Palm Springs. Get your tickets now, gay guys. Maybe we can get Tiffany Trump to perform Like a Bird.
Oh, it's in May. We're both hosting. Plug, 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 plug. All right. That was nothing else we can play that song. She might not perform since she'll be in law school.
Oh, well, that's right. God. I hope we can play it.
Okay. So last and also least, let's talk about Little Baron.
Okay. Baron William Trump is Trump's youngest child and his only child with Melania. Okay?
Okay.
He was born in 2006. He attends the Columbia Grammar and Prep School in Manhattan.
Nice.
He's fluent in Slovene, which is Melania's native tongue.
So she's Slavic?
Slovenaniac? Yes.
So he speaks two languages.
He does.
So him, it turns out, you didn't say this about Don Jr., who speaks Czech.
That's right.
But Don, Ivanka, and now Baron speak two languages.
Yes.
That impresses me.
They are. I mean, you can't say they're not educated. I mean, really are. No. And he does speak two
languages.
That's
what money buys you.
That's right.
Except for Tiff.
Okay. And it buys you class. Elegance learned. He will remain in Trump Tower so he can continue going to school, which, of course, is a controversial move. Because, as we know, the president-elect and his wife and family are supposed to be moved directly out of their personal home and into, like, a, you know, place that the Secret Service can watch them and blah, blah, blah. She's like, no, I stay in New York with my son in Trump Tower.
And every single person in New York is like, wow, we can't move now because of the traffic.
That is correct.
Where is Trump Tower?
I think, is in Columbus Circle, and also other people live there. So it's a public building. There's offices.
Well,
there's
other people live every single square inch of that city.
That's
and
true.
Just trying to go to work. It, you know, I mean, I can't even handle when Obama comes, except for when I stand on the side of the street with a sign that says, I love you, Obama, which I did do.
You did. Yeah.
It's like the traffic gets crazy.
Oh,
here.
And in New York, can you imagine like in a one block radius alone trying to get to the place where you live?
No, I thought she said she was going to let him finish his school year and then they were going to move. Is this
maybe they will? I think that means in a year. I mean, they still won't be there when they go to the White House. So now
some drama just went down with old poor Baron, who was standing in the back of
right.
The only time I really saw him of note was the sort of like acceptance speech.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
And I thought he looked like he was in The Sound of Music, and because he looked Aryan Nation and like he was from the olden days.
Yes. He is giving you Hitler Youth, like a very white Aryan master race sort of vibe.
Totally. Yeah.
I mean,
and then also an olden days vibe.
Yes, like he comes from like the 20s or 40s.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He's going to be in Lederhosen.
So other than that, I didn't think much about it. I thought he's standing back there. His balls would probably itch. Maybe he popped a hard on. Who knows? I don't know if he's there yet. But, you know, those kids of that age, especially boys, they've got, you know, lots of things on their mind. Sports and sex and, you know, playing.
Playing, yeah.
I don't want to stand on stage with my dad.
No.
God knows. You hear his bloviating enough.
I honestly wasn't even, exactly like you, saw him. I was like, oh, little Hitler Youth kid. That's cute.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. And then this whole explosion happened. And who knew?
And so apparently Rosie O'Donnell, she's always sort of got to be at the center of all the shit.
I mean, okay. So it started with, or it brought attention to, Rosie tweeted in general about Baron, and she tweeted a link and she literally said, Baron Trump autistic, If so, what an amazing opportunity to bring attention to the autism epidemic. And then she added a link to YouTube where you can see a video where someone put together...
We don't know who put it together. No, and it wasn't Rosie.
No, she just forwarded the link. And it was like a person who put all these clips of Baron together.
And now to describe the video.
So on the video, it shows him at the... It shows him like the thing you're talking about, the acceptance
There's
speech.
No sound. It's just weird, creepy, autistic music.
Yes.
And then text.
Text, right.
Over scenes of Baron.
Right.
And yes. What is he doing in the scenes?
One scene, he's standing on stage and Donald Trump tries to touch him from behind, like around his shoulders. And he literally shrugs off his dad like somebody just... Like,
electrocuted him?
Yeah, like it's like he's horrified.
Okay. I don't want my dad touching me either, but let's not get into my shit.
So then the text says, like, autistic people don't like to be touched. Then it says they wobble when they walk. Like there's like a wobbling.
Kids?
Yeah. So they show him walking out of like an event and he's sort of.
Yeah, he could have a bum knee like you.
Yeah, that one I thought was pretty far reaching, like him wobbling, because he could just be like irritated and annoyed. But I will say it was compelling to see the clapping and see him completely and utterly shrug off his dad in an angry manner. Those were compelling little bits. I mean, I don't know anything about autism, and I don't see this as a insult, but it clearly, in some way, Rosie
was... Yeah, well, it is an insult. I mean, it's just like, it's someone's private... It's a little kid. He has a right to his fucking privacy. And I mean, I don't have a feeling one way or another about Baron Trump.
No.
And I, personally, am a huge fan of inappropriate jokes, and I take offense, and you know this, at literally nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like... The person could be describing me to a T and hold up a picture of me and be like, whatever. And I don't get offended by jokes.
You don't.
But the thing is that Rosie's tweet wasn't a joke.
It was not a joke.
No. And I felt like it was a passive-aggressive way to insult and expose something about Donald Trump. And I personally found it in very poor taste.
Madam.
I mean,
yes.
Please. I did think it was in poor taste. I texted you right away and was like, yeah. I don't know what this is, but I'm like not into it. I felt like it was like outing a gay person, which I also think is in poor taste.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, a kid, I just thought it's even whoever put that YouTube video together needs to go fuck off and go continue putting 9/11 videos together. Because
hello. Embassy Row. Hello. Hi, can I help you? No,
it's
sorry.
Rosie. She's
pissed.
Oh,
hi, Rosie. Sorry about the tweet that you tweeted, but...
Yeah, do you think she regretted it?
We know she regretted it because she tweeted an apology.
Okay.
So I think... So yeah, so then Melania got pissed, obviously. They were all pissed, and Melania was really fucking pissed, and she went on a whole thing, and she's going to sue Rosie and sue the video.
We don't know that for sure. We just saw that on TMZ.
We did see that. But what we do know for sure is that Rosie tweeted an apology, and I have the tweet, and it says, I apologize to @MelaniaTrump. I was insensitive in my retweet. I am sorry for the pain I caused. It was not my intent. I am truly sorry. It's also important to note that Rosie apparently has an autistic kid, apparently.
Okay.
So there's something with that, too, where she was trying to, I think, kind
yeah,
of, that, you know yeah, what I mean?
Yeah, she wants autism to be more on the forefront, you know, as you do. But we asked her to come on the podcast.
We did.
And she said she was staying out of the public eye. So it's unfortunate she didn't take the amazing opportunity to tell our 12 subscribers her side of the story with that asinine, tacky tweet.
Yes, you are right. And now she'll never get to, unless she wants to, because we'll have her on whenever she wants.
Yeah, whenever it's convenient for you, Rosie, please come on, please.
Yes, please, for the love of God, please. So...
Whew! We did it. Wow. Happy holidays, bitch.
Damn. So that's it for this very special episode of Dumb Gay Politics. Feel free to tweet us with all your feelings about our Trump family holiday craptacular or with any information you might know, please. My Twitter is @MrJulieGoldman.
And I'm @TheBrandyHoward.
Our holiday podcast schedule is a little wonky, so if you don't see a new episode, keep checking because we're definitely coming back.
We hope we're not fired. And as always, it's been real and it's been fun.
But it's mostly been gay and dumb.
Merry Christmas,
Happy
Wicks.
Hanukkah.
Happy New Year,
Happy
bitches.
Happy New Year, Wicks.
It's all shit. It's all just dumb gay politics. America's gotten kind of whack, but we're not going to let it go down like that because we got a dumb gay podcast, a dumb gay political podcast. We probably don't have all the facts, but we got opinions and we'll probably backtrack. That's why it's a dumb gay podcast, a dumb gay political podcast. Ooh, it's all shit, it's all shit. Ooh, it's all shit, it's all shit. I mean, are we gonna die?
don't know. You're extreme. I am extreme. It's all shit. This shit is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. This shit is Trumpanas. T-R-U-M-P-A-N-A-N-A-S. What? I don't know. I don't even know.